Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 153. I was going to say after our New Year's break, but we really didn't take a break. We've been here every Wednesday for you because we
dedicated.
Care. We are dedicated.
Something like that.
We're committed, or should be committed.
Yes. I knew where you were going with that.
This place is just one clown short of Arkham.
We had no place to go.
But I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are
Josh,
Dave,
Pat,
Adam.
The usual suspects.
Dave's here, man.
Yeah, Dave wasn't here.
Dave took a break. He was delivering.
Distributing
presents, being the New Year's baby. He was doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you're also Father Time of the
New
Year's
I didn't
baby.
Know that. Wow. That's news.
I know,
yeah,
that's...
but you're young because it's 2015. New Year's baby. That's how
okay. It is. Okay, Adam, would you hit the theme music?
Somebody already did.
Just roll your head.
What, okay. Pat's news?
Yes.
Okay. Pat's having
news.
A seizure.
Yeah. You might be having
Pat's
a seizure.
Yeah.
I've never seen, you know, that's
Pat.
Considered dancing with air quotes.
And he's here and it's his news.
Pat's news.
News, yeah. Pat.
If anybody anybody has any musical abilities and would like to send me a Pat's News theme,
you're going to have a prize, though.
A prize. Not having to listen to Adam sing.
A prize for the person who...
You also have to have
news.
Talent.
It might be comic book news. Who knows? Pat's News, go.
It can be life news.
No, it's not going to be any of that.
Please go.
Okay. So the first thing was IDW acquired Top Shelf.
Yes, yeah. I saw that. Very interesting. Now, I really like Chris Staros, who's the owner of Top Shelf. Really nice guy. He goes to all the meetings. My guess is... Top Shelf, being a real little publisher, was probably, I don't want to say financial difficulties, but I'm sure going to press and stuff is a big chunk of money for him. So I'm guessing that's what it was about, to keep all that stuff in print, because Top Shelf does a lot of good stuff. Some of my favorites, Essex County.
Underwater World.
Yeah. From Hell.
Do you think they'll maintain the Top Shelf imprint?
Yeah. Yeah, they already said they're keeping that. Nothing's really changing just now. It's going to be a division of IDW.
Okay.
Like they did the last Leave Extraordinary Gentleman, the Century one. And they've done the Nemo books. Their stuff is really nice. And like I said, Chris is just a great guy.
The books are nice quality, too.
Yeah.
There's going to be an Uncanny Inhumans book.
Yes, because
Charles Soule's going to be writing.
Are we still going to have a regular Inhuman book? We're going to have two Inhuman books?
It might actually hit
double digits.
Inhumans and Uncanny, which every book now is Uncanny for some reason.
That's Uncanny.
Yeah.
but the Uncanny.
So we're going to get the Uncanny Spider-Man soon? Because we've already had Astonishing.
Well,
Uncanny
I'll tell you what.
Girl.
I have a feeling.
No, she's unstoppable.
Once she
gets her second book, it'll be Uncanny.
Once
okay.
she gets canceled, she won't be unstoppable.
Mr. Negative.
It got great reviews today, though, so far.
Yeah. That's because people don't know what they're reading anymore.
Did you read it?
No.
Then stop. I do not like people that criticize things that they don't read. When you had the opportunity to read it, you just chose not to. So don't criticize them.
Go get me the issue. I'll read it.
Not for free.
We might want him to.
Luckily, it's not a $5 book like some other Marvel books.
Most likely, it's Uncanny because they're trying to get rid of the mutants.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. What?
And humans are the new mutants.
That's crazy. But I wonder if this was the book that Charles Soule was promised when he jumped ship.
Maybe. I just don't see this being real big.
But I would think that they would have to give him something for him to be Marvel exclusive.
But you think
he jumped ship for Inhumans?
Yeah, I'm thinking, would you want something bigger?
Maybe because of the tie-in with the movie, he thinks he's...
Yes, but I can't see Inhumans being that big blockbuster title that you...
It's not. I don't think it's going to be what they want it to be. They want it to be the new X-Men, but I don't think...
Because everyone thinks it's a joke.
Well, I mean, and they always have been. I mean, Black Bolt, Medusa with hair, you know, it just...
I'm not saying that like, the Inhumans themselves...
No, but they're not going to be...
But I think everyone thinks this whole idea of them replacing the X-Men.
Yeah, the way they've done it.
Although the X-Men right now are a joke, too, so...
For books.
Yeah, that's true. It can't go any further low, so,
you
know... Just let it go.
Man, you haters. Marvel haters. All of you.
I didn't say Marvel.
No.
X-Men.
I'm allowed to hate something they do without hating the whole company.
Okay, fair.
But Marvel does so. I'm kidding.
That was not
of
me.
Course.
The views on this podcast do not necessarily reflect the views of management.
I meant
necessarily.
Necessarily.
Paper and ink quality.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what were your thoughts on
Ant-Man? It does suck up water quite well.
And they're pricing for Ant-Man.
What were your thoughts on Wolverine?
All right, moving on.
Not a good size to start.
Moving on. Mark Doyle's going to stay with DC and get to move to Burbank.
Which is good. Now, the story with Mark Doyle is he's the one that when Snyder first was trying to get into comics, Mark Doyle was the guy that he went to.
Okay.
And he was pitching American Vampire to him, and he was pitching Iron Man Noir to his wife, or then girlfriend, but he didn't realize that. And it was a very funny interview when I heard it was a podcast, and he was saying, you know, he'd say to Mark, man, I can't get my Marvel editor to call me back. And then 10 minutes later, he'd get a call. And it's like, wow, how'd that happen? He had no idea they were dating. But yeah, I mean, so you want to make Snyder happy. But, I mean, obviously, he's doing a good job. You know, the Bat books are doing well.
But, you know, what's going on with his wife, though? Because she's going to have to leave Marvel, theoretically.
Right. Theoretically, yes and no. But, you know, part of what Marvel was saying is, you know, they'd never move to California because
they
could do their jobs. Well, but because they could do their jobs anywhere. And, you know, to an extent,
that is where. Why does the editor have to be at the headquarters?
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, that really doesn't make sense because none of the writers are at the headquarters. It's not like they're all sitting in a bullpen anymore.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
Like, I could see wanting to have maybe some of them there, or a large chunk, but I don't think you have to have all of them move with you to California.
But I guess she also turned down a job from DC.
That was the other thing.
Where she did work. She used to work
there.
But, no, that's good news for DC. Because one of the things I read on the Bleeding Cool article was that very few DC employees are going with them to California, and I don't know how true that is, but ones that I've been in contact with are... Like, my sales guys are. Stuart's going, and Vince is going.
The Pittsburgh Comics straw poll?
No, Stuart's the one that gave me the tour, and Vince, I know, too. He was Bob Wayne's right hand.
I just had in my head, like, this image of you walking around the DC headquarters, talking to people like, man, this tour, like, so, are you going to mimic the...
No. But, no, I knew Stuart was, and then when I was in New York, I asked Vince if he was going, and he said yes, he was going. So, that's important to me, those two guys, so. That's just me personally.
Yeah, nice to know you got an in there.
Yeah.
The next thing I got was Netflix announced that Daredevil is it got a release date in April, April 10th.
It just seems to have been a really long time since we heard about this.
Well, the discouraging thing. Well, it was just 2 weeks ago they cast Luke Cage.
His is coming out last.
But just, they announced this.
They haven't given us Iron Fist at all.
No, because I gotta assume he's going to show up in Jessica Jones. At least.
Yeah, and Jessica Jones is the girl from
Ritter.
Yeah, but she was on Breaking Bad. She was also on Veronica Mars. Yeah. So, interesting. Not at all.
Don't trust the bee in apartment 23.
Yeah, not at all what I picture
Jessica Jones look like.
Not bad, just very different. Because when I picture it's that black bangs, the really... I guess intense eyes. I don't know how to describe them, but just Jessica Jones is not that.
Yeah, but Daredevil has the thug kid from the Mighty Ducks as Foggy Nelson, and that's not who I pictured. But again, Marvel hasn't exactly done
a bad
job. Was
in the alley just shooting the puck?
Yeah, that's Foggy.
Hmm.
He's grown up a little bit.
What, the
I'm trying to
the Bash
name,
Brother?
Yeah.
Bash Brother.
Yeah.
First, I want to say the Knuckle Puck kid, but that
was... No, that was, the kid from Good Burger.
Yeah. So they're going to do the flying V when they go after...
That's right. The Defenders are going to do
the
flying
V. That's their
all defense. And last night, the Ant-Man trailer premiered.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I saw it.
The internet exploded on it, and I watched it after hearing everybody, like Newsarama had a thing, you know, how many times did you watch it? And I'm like, and I watched it, I went, okay, it's a trailer.
Once during the show.
I think the preview itself, the trailer itself summed it up when it said, huh. Because that's all I said after watching it. Huh.
You sure we can't change the name?
It was a short teaser, it wasn't a full-blown trailer, you didn't see a whole lot.
Yeah, I don't understand why it's so... And my biggest problem with this right now, and I'm going to say, like, I've said it before, especially with Guardians. I mean, Guardians was a good movie. But, you know, everybody needs to calm down a little bit. I mean, I know they get excited about the movie and stuff, but all they did was show us, like, a minute of footage and of nothing.
Well,
it's the most amazing thing they've ever seen. And then, like, people were defending it, saying, when I was saying it online, they were saying, you know.
I was talking to somebody today, and he said he was okay with the comments until he got to one where a guy said, well, good thing that, you know, Edgar Wright is still going to be, like, as a producer because he did so much work in the story and stuff. So, and but he finished with, so at least his name will be read when they get the Academy Award.
What? It was just like, seriously, Academy Award?
I'm like, okay. Whoa,
okay. For what?
Yeah, well, like all the other old Marvel movies that have won the Academy
Award.
Yeah. Well, they'll, you know, sound editing and, but it was and just, special effects.
It was just
maybe.
Like, whoa. Settle down.
It's just the whole thing.
Yeah, settle down, Beavis.
People need to calm down. And then I look at it and I'm just like, are we seriously just liking these movies because Marvel's name on it? Like, is that it? Because if that's what we choose movies for, then, you know, I want to be in this Marvel movie business. Cause
to be fair, the teaser didn't
just
look
throwing
bad.
Money at you.
Like, it didn't look like a bad movie.
It looked bad, but it was nothing to judge a movie on to say this is going to be the most amazing thing ever. I mean, Guardians at least tried on their preview, on their first trailer.
Well, that wasn't a trailer though, last night.
That was a teaser.
That was a teaser, but that was a teaser for Guardians, too.
I saw a trailer. It was like 2 minutes long. So maybe it was a different thing during the show. I didn't see the show, but I looked on it online later.
Not the 17-second one. The one that was at the end of the show.
Oh, no, there was a two-minute one online.
That wasn't a full-blown two-minute trailer.
Okay, okay.
At the end of the show?
They called that the teaser.
But it wasn't like a two-minute
teaser. Yeah, no, it was. And that's the problem is now they release teasers for the teasers. They do the teaser, which is like a smaller trailer that's like a minute long, and then they do a full 2.5, 3 minute trailer.
What was it? They announced that the next Avengers trailer will be shown during the championship game.
Yeah.
It's like, you're scheduling your trailers? I mean, come on.
Well, but it also makes sense, though, because ESPN, which is showing it, is
and we got the invariants. Saying that you're in the championship game.
In this day and age, I was saying this with the Star Wars stuff. In this day and age, I don't see a point of a teaser. Like, we already knew this movie was coming out. Like, with teasers originally, they'd bring them out and they'd, you know, tease the movie. But in this case, we already knew a movie was coming out. So
I think some of it, it's to generate buzz and to see what people's reactions to it
is. I think a lot of people that don't read the comics probably have no idea what Ant-Man is. So I could see teasers being important for
But I can't really that see
movie.
That what they saw yesterday tells them what Ant-Man is.
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
It's a but guy and he shrinks.
What they saw yesterday tells them,
flying
oh, Paul Rudd's in that. He's funny. Oh, Michael Douglas is in that. He's been a lot of good
He's
things.
He's a person.
Yeah.
And the whole thing. And Yellow Jackets in the movie.
He got cancer in an interesting way. Yeah.
Yeah, so he says.
Way to go dark, Colin. Jeez.
He's gone. Podcast over.
Well, at least
not
he didn't
impressive.
Say now. You know how you got to feel bad, though, in that whole thing? Was Catherine Zeta-Jones, because what's wrong with her?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Moving along.
Yeah. So that's it that I got for news.
That's it? That was all the news?
That's all.
Pat's news.
Wow.
Yeah,
Pat's news.
Pat's news. That's all.
You know what, Adam? At least I got a segment, not just a catchphrase.
Yeah.
But I'm the one who thought of the catchphrase. So,
what's your catchphrase again?
I don't know.
Okay, I was going to say.
That's a podcast.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well.
Yeah, okay, I guess we give you the go-home segment.
There you go. Yeah. Go home, Adam. You're drunk.
Maybe. It's not allowed here at the podcast.
No, it's not. After last time with you.
Well, the place caught fire. That was a problem.
Yeah. Gorilla Bob. So, well, we haven't done comic stuff in a while, because I was keeping a review, I was keeping a stack of everything, but then I had to put them back on the shelf, because I had sold out of some.
Well, okay, you
put them on the shelf, you're right.
You make your customers put stuff back on the shelf?
He's going back.
That's correct, I asked them, and he was happy to help, since he was here with nothing else to do, prior to the podcast.
Since 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah.
It's incredible how he runs this place 7 days a week as a one-man show.
You've seen how well this place is run. Is it really that amazing?
Pat snooze.
You didn't defend me, so you get it. That's how this works.
So, who read something? Josh, you go.
I don't have my list ready.
No, he's telling you.
All right, Dave, you go.
Dave, do you have your
list?
He's
telling you to leave.
Not my list. I read last week's S.H.I.E.L.D. Number one, NBA Reed S.H.I.E.L.D.
No.
Turn it on, man. Calm down. You don't know how this technology works.
It's not a rock. It's not a tablet.
It's a shell. I can't plug the shell into my TV.
You have a simple red cover. I got fancy keyboards and everything.
He needs to clean it, though.
Okay. All right, Dave. So what about S.H.I.E.L.D.?
So S.H.I.E.L.D., it was just all right.
I agree.
Seemed to have some, you know, some of the characters, you know, from the Marvel movies, and like there's a plot focused on Heimdall, who maybe people were more familiar with. We were just picking it up,
yeah.
Just pick it up from the
movies.
Was
it White Heimdall or Black Heimdall?
I don't remember.
They just threw him in the middle. Just
I don't remember. But basically, he had lost his sword.
And all the.
Did he check the thing that turns on the Bifrost?
Because
that's
gonna
be the first place I'd check.
All these creatures from all the nine realms or...
Ten realms,
I'm sorry. Invading Earth. I liked Wade's... I don't know if anybody saw this, his depiction of Coulson in his early years. Because I don't know if anybody saw Mark Wade's Twitter last week. Because he posted photos of... these index cards he kept when he was like 9 and 10 years old.
Yeah, it was basically Mark Wade wrote himself as Coulson.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He was he was a big fan. No, they never mentioned the word name cheese at all.
And he wasn't in the military just recently?
But he was, no. Basically, he grew up, you know, idolizing the heroes and was, I don't know, obsessive over them almost.
Yeah, he had these cards, and just like in the book of the heroes and their first appearances and their powers and just everything.
Did you have a vintage set of Captain America cards?
There were a couple of the characters from the book were in it, but not all. You had Fitz and Simmons
and maybe May, but Sky wasn't in it.
No, neither was Ward.
And Ward.
Oh, we didn't talk about that rumor.
They can't be in it. Think about it, being that they are already in the box.
Who Ward is.
Daisy and
I didn't know there was a rumor.
Maybe.
Colin said there was a rumor.
I saw it online where there was a question, is he Taskmaster? But yeah, it was okay. The art was okay. It was pretty much a done in one because I know that Ms. Marvel is in the next, I think, two issues.
So they're crossing over after the first issue,
right?
That's never a good sign.
Yeah, but it's you know the it's
Kamala
Ms. Khan, Ms.
Yeah.
Marvel,
not Captain Marvel, Ms.
Correct.
Marvel.
Correct. So it was okay. Again, not a $5 book.
Yeah. That was $5 too.
That was a $5 book. So Star Wars next week.
What the heck is going
on
here?
Buying all these $5 books. Yeah.
That way they can.
You're buying them.
That way they're going to win the market
Batman
share.
I won't buy a $5 book.
They're going to win the dollar
you
amount
bought
market
today.
Share.
No. I thought you did.
No, I bought Ant-Man.
Oh, I thought I saw him with it too.
Yeah. I would buy it.
He five finger discounted it.
Probably.
Yeah, I stole it.
What else you got there?
Also, last week, Star Trek, Plan the Eight.
Okay.
How was that?
It was just all right. It was a lot of setup. The apes weren't in it too much.
Dirty apes.
But
the premise like makes a lot of sense.
Right,
like,
it's hard to believe nothing. No one's ever done this before.
Yeah, I could see original.
I could see
know,
it
series.
Needing a lot of setup, you know, to bring those
Star
two
Trek.
Together.
Yeah, but basically they Sulu at the beginning, Sulu and Uhura are disguise themselves as Klingons because they find out about some kind of. A Klingon plot to destroy something, and they find out they have this wormhole that goes into another universe, and they're taking something there. So they take the Enterprise to the wormhole, and they, after a lot of talking, they decide to go in, and it's the plan of the Apes Earth, and they see the Klingons talking to the apes, and they're trading weapons and such.
Those apes.
Damn you! Damn you all to hell!
What did you do?
How do you say that in Klingon?
There are apes.
I saw the new movie of apes. That was pretty good.
I heard it was
good. Apes, so. Better time than any to bring it up.
Was the Enterprise in it?
No. Only half of.
Dude, that's the
third
one.
Half of what he's talking about was in it.
And it's Star Trek Planet of the Apes.
Give him
Scroll
Girl so we can continue.
The Prime Apes
Which is probably the biggest groaner.
Do they really say that?
It says it on the cover.
Oh,
the Prime Apes Directive. Yeah, it was a big groaner.
Those Star Wars guys, they're so
Josh is leaving.
He told you to go a while back. You thought it meant to, for books.
I would like to make a return, please.
No returns.
None of your Star Wars returns. That's, I'm just getting it before he got you.
And since I haven't been here in a while, books from the past few weeks. Mimetic, number 3.
Okay, how'd that end?
Oh, my gosh. That was, like, the bleakest ending. That was, like, the bleakest ending of any book I've read in a long time. Because,
everyone is dead.
It's day 3, and it's, like, the last day on Earth. And all the people, all the these screamers, they come, they're forming these pillars of human flesh. And they just, like, dissolve into each other. They form this pillar, these pillars, you know, to reach up into the sky.
Sounds like a Wes Craven movie. Oh,
it's the right reaction, but he left. Are you afraid of these? What is that, Colin?
Pretty close.
What are you selling here?
And then they come face to face with the creator of this, the happy sloth meme.
Okay.
And he's an artist, and he says the meme originated with the angels, and the human by and all this big stuff about human existence is the spread of ideas. And the last page is the spaceships that come down that descend over these pillars of human flesh.
Yikes!
Yeah,
sounds fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, very bleak book. I mean, it only took like 3 days. It was day 3. It only took like 3 days for.
Well, yeah, because day 1 was when they all turned.
To affect everyone. So I guess we're not going to be getting a mimetic, too. Who knows?
Okay. Electric Boogaloo. Yes.
And
made you laugh, Sadie? That's why you stick around. One reason I'm still married, because I make her laugh.
Daredevil number 11.
Once you stop that, it's over.
From a few weeks ago. This is. A story about the Stuntmaster, who's an old villain from 1969.
Which number is that?
Number 11.
I just read the most recent.
Oh, sorry.
Today I just read not the most recent trade, but the one before. I think it's volume 6. Waste of money. It's like that thick, like $16. And half it's Indestructible Hulk.
Even better.
Which already had those issues anyways. Sorry.
Real happy, yeah.
Sorry, Dave.
That's okay. This with a stuntmaster, and there's a new stuntmaster in town.
The old one's got to be old if he's from 69.
Yeah, he's real old, George Smith. He's real old, and he wants Matt to sue him or something because he's using his name without permission, and he's also calling himself the Man Without Fear, which Daredevil is a little miffed at. And
it's his catchphrase.
It's his tagline. Yeah. It's not trademark.
Yeah. He's like a lawyer would know better, you know? Oh, well.
So Daredevil confronts him, and there's a twist that ties the two stunt masters together, which I'm not going to give away to those in podcast land. And
is that a place?
Yeah. And Foggy is ghostwriting Matt's biography.
Yeah.
And he's doing it for the money. Matt needs the money that he's paying for Foggy's cancer treatments. So it was good. I mean, Mark Waid is just doing a great job in that book. It's just solid superhero storytelling.
Is he still getting his treatments? That's the only thing I haven't noticed in the books.
Like, I guess he is, yeah. I mean,
but you don't see him in the hospital.
He's not in the hospital or anything. One. He's...
Yeah.
He's
just going in outpatient.
But
yeah. Huh.
And one more book. I bought this book, all ages book last week, Abigail and the Snowman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Number 1 by Roger. It was really good. Roger Langbridge.
Okay. That's a good
He did all the Muppets stuff.
He did Muppets and Popeye. And he did a great series, Thor the Mighty Avenger, for Marvel. 5 years ago, something like that, that I really liked.
Yeah, they blew it with the marketing on that one, because when number 1 came out, nobody knew what to make of it.
Yeah.
Because it came out around when the movie came out, but it didn't tie in with anything. It was like a whole new story, like an all-ages Thor story that could, it promoted right, it would have been really good.
Yeah, Chris Samnee did the art on that.
But yeah, nobody knew what to make of it.
This was a, it's a really, I mean, this is a true all-ages. I think everybody, kids, and I think adults can enjoy it too on different levels. It's about a girl, and she goes to a new school, and she has an active imagination, and she comes in contact with this Yeti, who escapes. He's known as Specimen 486. He escapes from the government. There's two like government men in black agents who resemble Laurel and Hardy, going after him, and only kids can see him, so no adults can see him. Just like Mr. Snuffleupagus, I guess.
Used to be.
He's not that way anymore.
Used to be, yeah.
Before they ruined the podcast, before they ruined the character.
Figure
this out. You still say?
Are we an investigative podcast now?
Yes. Okay. Colin, go investigate the Snuffleupagus crisis.
That's one of those, it's like one of them hot button issues.
Good. Yeah. The art, he does a great job with the art, and very colorful, and people can, you can enjoy it on different levels. There's jokes for adults and kids and everything, and just a really nice book. I think really recommend that one.
Good.
And that is it.
That's it.
So, Dave, what's your best book of 2014?
You weren't here. What one stuck with you?
You know, Afterlife with Archie. I wanted you guys mentioned like everything. I listened to both.
You listened?
I listened.
Oh,
I spent
man.
Monday at work listening to the last two podcasts, so I was up to date.
And now Dave's fired.
Yeah. He knows all of our secrets.
It's a good thing we didn't talk bad about him.
But yeah, you guys mentioned like everything. I wouldn't have mentioned too, because my favorite books are Afterlife with Archie. Even though it probably only came out a few times last year, and Southern Bastards. Those are the two that
best art.
Best art. Yeah, Afterlife with Archie. Like you mentioned, Frank Avila.
I think Josh mentioned
Frank Avila's
art.
Taking
all the credit.
Don't get Pat my credit. He gets playing with Pat's news.
I love Chris Samnee's art on Daredevil, too.
Pat's news. Sorry.
That's a good job in the monthly book, and keeping that on schedule.
We need to find a better.
Yeah, you start paying money for a theme song, then we'll talk about better.
You garage band on your fancy new Mac up there?
Yeah.
Colin will compose something.
Yeah. We're not giving you royalties, either.
A little hair metal piece for Pat's news.
Isn't one of your kids in the band? Well, yeah. Both of them are now, right?
No, just a...
From listening, I was pleased to know, not pleased, but that Colin likes Flavor of Love.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a guilty pleasure. Thanks, outing me again. Everybody had forgotten.
Sorry, Colin.
That's okay.
Flavor.
Okay, you have your list up, sir, Mr. Keyboard?
My list up.
He's so high-tech here.
He is. This is a low-tech
not that
podcast.
I use the keyboard for anything at all. To hold the Mac up for.
Do I have a kickstand? Oh, sorry. No, that's just my favorite
I don't have
part
one of those.
That Mac versus
commercials are stupid.
Versus the Surface. Those guys are kickstand. I'm
like, it's also twice the cost.
What? They never mentioned that.
The Surface?
I know. I'm just saying, they never mentioned that in the commercial.
Aquaman? This is from 2 weeks ago.
That was good. 2 weeks ago. Aquaman's been really good.
So Aquaman essentially like had these Stargates that he, you know, found in Atlantis with tablets to, you know, travel wherever. And so he's trying to find out what happened to his mom back when they thought that she died. So it seems not like she didn't die, that she ran off but orchestrated this whole thing to make it look like she died. So they find the last tablet that was used, and they go through it. It takes them to Gorilla City. And Gorilla Grodd is, you know, captured, and so they talked to him because he was, you know, the one that was in charge at the time that, you know, the Atlantean came through years ago.
Alana, I think her name was.
Yeah, I can't remember what her name was. So they, you know, you see a couple of fights with Grodd and Aquaman. The only thing I didn't like was how Grodd was able to escape at the end of the issue.
It seems like he knew more, like... It seems like he planned it, which doesn't make any sense why he would have been able to plan.
He planned it, but at the same time, you have Aquaman, who has, you know, super strength and not as fast as, like, Superman, but still, like, super abilities. So Grodd goes from laying on the ground to suddenly be able to get up and get the trident from Aquaman in a split second and run off through the Stargate
thing. And it's the same type of portal as used in that annual a while back, that crossover with Wonder Woman, where Hercules comes out of, and they had
there
forever.
The guy that is now one of the scientists helping.
Yeah.
Stole the trident and used it to...
And then they said that one of the... Like, it's all... Everything is determined by, like, these stone slabs of where you're going. And one of them is destroyed. They don't know what that one is exactly, I don't think.
But whenever she came to the gate, she stole one of their slabs and went back in and...
Yeah, so she's has some sort of plan of covering her tracks or something like that. But yeah, I don't know. Grodd confused me because I don't really understand what he was... Like, it seemed like he knew what he was going to be doing, and he knew that he was... That Aquaman was going to be coming, because it seemed more planned out than it should have been. That's just one of my complaints about it, but there might be more to it that we don't know, but
especially
it's been a good story.
It said his like abilities, his psychic abilities are not
I'm pretty sure they were being blocked, weren't they, in that room or something? Or I thought he mentioned something. Otherwise, if he had control over him, he could have used
it. It was either the room or because he hasn't fed... Like on a brain and
yeah, that's the thing.
So long, But I mean, the issue was it was fine. Just that little thing at the end where it was just seemed too convenient for him to.
They also had a good thing in there about how Gorilla City came to be, and that it was once ruled by Atlanteans.
Yeah,
and
the gorillas were
feeding the gorillas the Atlantean food, and that's how they became smarter. And then they rebelled and took over the city, and that's how they became as smart as they are, because of the food that they were eating.
The soil and green.
Yeah. Kind of. In a way. I mean, that's how Grodd works.
They could have done an Aquaman Planet of the Apes crossover.
Kind of did.
Tied it all in.
Kind of did.
But no, that's been good.
Yeah.
I saw in previews this month, though, that this arc goes on for another, like, 3 more months.
Really? It's good. It's kind of has a good mystery.
Well, because they want everything to wrap up in March.
Yeah. So I guess they don't want to start something new.
Right.
Just drag the story out for another couple months.
Well, they don't want to start something new to go into Convergence.
It's been good. It hasn't been dragging out so far. I was just surprised to see that it's going to be 3 more months before it comes to fruition. Black Science from 2 weeks ago. So... This issue of Black Science, a lot of things are starting to converge. So you have the main, like, the core group that are still on this planet with these, like, humanoid praying mantis-looking creatures that are trying to get control of their, you know, pillar, the device that takes them from dimension to dimension. So they're trying to stay away from these... Manus is the two...
Manti.
Is that the proper plural? Manti?
I don't know.
We need to look this up.
I'll say Manti. I'll trust Pat's news.
I'll say potato. You say potato.
It's his new name.
Mantis.
It's just Pat's news.
So you have two members of the group that go to try and fend off the Manti while they wait for the pillar, because the pillar is counting down. They don't have control over when it's in a jump. Kind of like
it's Sliders. Like Sliders
was. Yeah. So they don't control when it's going to jump. So Kadir, who has kind of been like the bad guy of the series, and this very high-tech Native American shaman guy from another dimension, go to try to fend off the Manti. And while they're doing that, you get Grant and his wife from another dimension trying to capture the kids that show up. And you get Grant, who you thought was dead, that was left in this like ape planet that shows back up. So a lot of things just kind of... You know, converge and...
There's a lot of ape planets thing going on.
There's a lot of ape stuff happened on Christmas Eve.
Crisis on Apes Earth.
It's a new event. Dave's event.
Copyright trademarked.
Going bananas.
But it was good. It progressed.
We should do it. See, we had our time to make it. Yep. Now we can't.
Progress the story from where it's been. Because I think it's been a little bit of a break since the last issue. Art's solid, as always, but... I think they have one or two more issues than another little hiatus. I don't know if we talked about this, but the wrap-up for Godhead.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it yet, but...
Yeah, so I'm wondering what happened. I live vicariously through you guys.
You were reading it.
No.
Oh, man. So there's three issues that all came out.
Not that I didn't want to, just...
All in one day.
Yeah. So it was Red Lanterns, Green Lantern Annual, and was it...
And Sinestro.
Yes.
Because I read Red Lanterns and Sinestro in reverse order, so things did not make sense. Even because I got the...
You didn't look at the numbers on the cover?
They weren't on the cover of the Darwin Cook ones.
Yeah, that's... Pat Lewis.
Wonk, wonk.
So, they were all pretty good. I think the annual kind of nailed the landing, which is something you haven't seen much
in
an event recently.
But that was almost the only way it could have reasonably ended.
Yeah, going into the annual, and especially when the annual started, I was wondering, okay, so is this just going to end with another, setup for the next big event because they now have to tackle Black Hand and his army of corpses?
Yeah, or they find some magic object that you've never heard of. Or
that suddenly conveniently wraps everything up.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I thought it ended well. I mean, and it really ended the only way it could have reasonably ended. Because up to that point, Highfather was just way too powerful for the Lanterns.
He was. Now, he did kind of come around rather quickly to the idea that he's, just like Darkseid at this point. You'd think that he would have, if he was able to realize that fast and change his tune that quickly... He would have maybe thought that at some point when he converted these, massive populations to mindless drones.
No, because you do things in your own frame of mind.
Mahedron was saying similar things to him, and he never thought anything of it.
But it came from an outsider, and that might be why. When you're doing things...
He was an outsider, too, because he came from Apocalypse.
Right, but he was still one of his generals. Yeah. He was still,
Who came from Apocalypse?
Metron.
Oh yeah, Metron. Who did I say?
You said Metron.
No, I thought you were. I thought you were comparing the two people, Highfather. Highfather's whole thing is. I liked how they did end it though with him comparing him to Darkseid because he was just like you're Darkseid.
It was accurate.
Yeah. Because he was creating parademons. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's exactly what he was doing. And, everything was him just waging war, and he was just fine trying to look for the what was it called?
The life equation.
Was it the life equation? Yeah. So it's just him in the opposite, but it's the exact same thing that was the exact same result. So, it had a good ending to it. I thought it was a pretty good run of that story. So.
It was. I mean, before the story started, I was kind of... myth that there was going to be a three-month-long event that went through every single book.
Yeah.
There weren't any bad books through the run. Like, there may be a couple of slow points, but for the most part, it was a pretty solid, crossover event.
Yeah.
Compared to other, recent ones. I liked how, Hal helped them out in the end and got back St. Walker.
Yeah.
And Mogo, I guess, too.
Mm-hmm. But I've always liked St. Walker as a character, so it's good to see him back and being a Blue Lantern.
Yeah. What else? Harley Quinn.
Yeah. A
couple weeks ago. So that was the conclusion of the Harley Quinn Power Girl team up.
Sounds funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was just a fun book. It was them going against Clock King and what's the other guy's name?
Sportsmaster? Something like that.
I don't remember him.
Really?
Yeah, that's an actual character.
I didn't realize it was an actual character.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was just something they made up for that book.
Yeah, I guess I couldn't imagine him actually being a real character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, it was in conclusion of their fight with them. The whole premise, throughout the book, Harley Quinn was kind of just waiting for a bump on the head of Power Girl to, bring back her memory.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the whole thing, she gets shot with a, short-range nuke. And there was something else hit her on the head during the show.
It was the monkeys.
The light. That's what it was. It ended up being a pigeon
pooping on her head.
Yeah, pooping on her head that brought her memory back. But it was a fun, like, short, you know, arc with a team-up that before they announced I never would have expected to see.
Speaking of a Power Girl, did you guys see, like, online that there's, like, a new Power Girl or something?
I don't know what that is.
Did you see that?
I saw the article on it. Or it was just, I think it was on Bleeding Cool. It almost looked like it was from that Channel 52 at the back of the book, so maybe we'll talk about it. I never look at that.
That
so.
Would be in there this week.
Okay.
I like how they got rid of the little comic out of the back of that. That was stupid. The 52.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least these are actually informative.
Like, they still call it Channel 52,
yeah.
But it's just
but it's not like it was before,
with,
yeah.
Well, the one that they were talking about last in that was the Green Lantern covers because they switched from that psychedelic.
Which I'm glad
to
they
the
did
Kirby
that because
homage.
I thought that third arc of covers, I thought they just gave up on the whole.
Yeah, and they didn't.
Like,
it was actual,
and
yeah,
it was,
I wasn't
yeah.
even putting that together. So when they explained it, that these are all Kirby covers.
It made sense then.
Yeah. It all worked. And some of them are really right on to how they're supposed to be. So
yeah, once I saw that, I went back and looked at, you know, grabbed the issues and checked it out and made sense then. Yeah, I thought... Well, they had a theme for the first arc, they had a theme for the second arc, and the third arc, they just said, screw it.
They just said that, and I didn't know, like, I was talking about that before, like, a few weeks before I saw that, but I was just like, it seems like they just gave up and they're back to normal covers, but they didn't, they had a purpose to that book, so, but they worked, so that was cool.
Superman 37?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I read that.
So,
I read it, but I honestly can't remember. I remember it was revealed that he was using the people that he took into the plane or the ships
they're like
for
fuel,
food. Yeah, but I don't really remember.
So
what
they
else happened.
They were.
When did that come out?
Christmas Eve.
I might have not got that.
Yeah, so Superman is.
It's my fault?
Locked up in this, you know.
We were here for like 4 hours.
Mechanism, so he can't move. His mouth is covered.
I was just waiting in line.
And Ulysses is. Essentially telling him the entire plan of what they're going to do with the people. Their planet is going to explode, and every so many years, they have to inject all this fuel into the core of the planet
so
to keep it from exploding.
The people
so they
fuel?
Use people.
Mm-hmm.
So they use these millions of
back
people.
Back to the Soylent Green. Good,
yeah.
Good.
And essentially just drop them in the core
kind
of the planet.
Kind of matrixy.
And
yeah.
The planet survives, and it's this nice happy utopia that survives on 5 million burned up people in the middle of that planet.
It's interesting because, like, the idea behind him, he sits around, he's just like, it's an amazing place, you know, all these people, it's peaceful.
It is, it's not going to be good
but
for
it's,
you.
It's
but...
not peaceful for them, yeah. But he's just not, it seemed kind of weird, I thought, when reading that, when, you know, I read up to the point where he was telling his parents, you guys can't go, you don't want to go. Yeah. And I thought that it seemed odd.
But then they
because,
did go.
Well, it just seemed...
why he changed.
Yeah. Which it's,
didn't help.
It seemed odd in the whole thing.
Now I remember.
Because all of a sudden he changes his opinion, and it seemed really weird that he would change his opinion. Because he seemed
so
genuine about it.
I think he was just lying. I think it was all, you know, front.
It seemed weird
but
that he
was...
It's
all that lying. Other guy, Relic or whoever that other thing was. I
not Relic, but yeah, the machine something or
yeah.
whatever.
Well, no, we haven't seen him in a while. He kind of vanished a while ago. But
who?
Like,
who
wasn't
Relic?
It, no, but it was the guy that was
alive.
In
was
the
dad.
Ship.
He was his dad, yeah.
Yeah.
His,
but it wasn't Machine Smith
dad.
Or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were still talking about Relic. I'm like, no, Relic
no.
was trapped in the source wall and then he
no,
got out of the source
but I forget
wall.
The name they had for him. But yeah, okay. Never mind, I'll be quiet.
Yeah, he was the guy that they fought together and ended up being his adopted father, whatever. Who smacks him around a lot in this issue.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah. But the only thing I haven't liked with Ulysses' character is it seems like Geoff Johns really trying to make him this villain who's not necessarily a bad guy. He's doing what he thinks is right, but he's like he's clearly evil. He's killing, taking 5 million people to their...
And how long has he been doing this? Is this the first time
no,
he's had to?
No,
it's not.
Okay.
It's not.
Now, how many years did you say they have to refuel?
I don't remember.
I forget. It was.
So he's been doing it since then.
I think it was less than 10 years. Like,
okay.
See,
oh,
geez,
let
that
planet go.
So it takes 10 years to burn up 5 million bodies?
Is it worth all that trouble of going? I mean, is there a planet and all, but is there another planet that they can live on? Like,
Survival's not worth it.
How easy is it to move a planet?
I don't know. I don't know their solar system.
Would you just uproot and
move
to another planet?
If your planet was about to explode, yeah, we have to.
But here's if you can transport 5 million people to your planet's core, don't you think you have the technology to go somewhere safer?
You had to take your people somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had the way to break the dimensional barrier, but they can't
shuttle people off.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
It was a utopia, Pat. You saw how nice it was.
Obviously, it's not a utopia because it's about ready to explode.
It's more of a utopia than Earth. You just can't stand...
At least our planet's not going to blow up.
Future on Earth.
Yet.
We kill 5 million people to save our planet, but you guys are mean to each other,
you guys
so
are bad.
This place sucks.
You guys say bad things to each other.
So he finally joins with Superman and revolts against, you know, his people once he realizes that his mom and dad snuck onto one of the ships.
Oh.
So he doesn't want to see them.
They wanted to be fueled really bad.
He doesn't want to see them get killed. But the ship, in their attempt to stop things, it crashed right onto the planet, and that's what caused the premature explosion.
Yeah, something, right? But I remember everything blew up.
So the planet still exploded, and now Ulysses blames Superman, and now he's a full-blown bad guy, yeah. So that was Superman.
Okay, what else you got?
And then last one, I'll talk about Unity from Valiant.
Okay.
So
I still can't believe that's going. I thought it was like a 6-issue mini.
I think the original Unity was a mini from years ago, but this is essentially their version of, you know, Justice League or Avengers.
Yes.
So Unity is Valiant's team book. So after the events of Armor Hunters, Unity, the team Unity, which is, you know, kind of a joint operation between the British government and the United States, is finally known to the public. So there's a lot of scrutiny over how much power these two countries have because they have the superhero team. So a couple of other, you know, countries through the UN have created their own team to go against Unity, which they call the United, which is made up of very creative. Made up of...
Well, then again, they just made a series called The Valiant, so I guess that's...
Which was very good, though.
Look, their name guy was on vacation.
I'm not saying that, but they could be a little creative on names. Okay.
So the United made up of not necessarily bad guys, because even the guy that's in charge of MI6, who is really, you know, running things on Unity, was going through and saying that he wanted to recruit them for their team, but they have, you know, just some of my personality things that may have prevented it. So this book essentially is just a setup for the battle that's coming. So you essentially get, you know, broken down, you know, dossiers of each person on the United, and then after they go through and introduce all those characters and do the build-up, then there's a, you know, they progress the story a little bit with the United capturing the guy that's in charge of Unity, not one of the heroes, but the MI6 guy, and then setting off a dirty bomb and essentially Unity's, you know, headquarters, killing Ginger, who was one of the big, you know, robots in the Armor Hunters.
Okay.
It was good. It was, you know, a setup book, but I wouldn't call it filler. It was, you know, it was still a good read. I'm looking forward to see how the battle plays out between the two teams.
Okay, cool. That all you got?
Yep.
Okay, Adam, you got anything?
Because
I see my rides here, so.
Batman Annual.
That was good.
Yeah, I like that.
Good one and done.
Yep.
Had a good...
I didn't like
story
the art.
To it. No, the art was a little, yeah.
I didn't like the faces at all.
But yeah, it was good. Just a good story about how the Joker kind of tortures this guy throughout his whole career, basically.
He did a good job, like, showing the Joker's different, you know, personalities.
His different phases.
Yeah,
just because he was wanting to be a different... He thought Joker needed a friend. And Joker took that as a thing. He's like, yeah, sure, I need a friend. And then he made it his personal mission to... Mm-hmm. It's just funny how the Joker can be anywhere, wherever he wants, whenever he wants. So, the other one was the Grayson Annual.
I got that and I didn't read it.
It was a good one and done. Like it kind of one and done. Like some of these still tie in a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, but this one especially because I think he obtains. I didn't understand what a GL skin was, but I guess that's another organ that they obtained or something like that. Because this. Basically, this group of people kidnaps Huntress, or whatever her name is, Bertinelli.
Yeah.
And She kidnaps, they kidnap her, and they, this guy, he has a scar on his face. They're Irish. They take a, take her over there, and he's going to sell him to this mob boss, basically, over there.
Called Irish.
Saint,
Irish
called
yeah.
Saint Francis, who actually dresses as a saint. Like,
who is like a big aura and everything. Yeah.
And he had this green, and that's what was created by this skin of some sort. I don't know. That was a little confusing.
So the GL,
was.
What it was apparently
Green
Lantern.
Lantern, but I'm not sure. A little, I guess, because all of them have a. Have a superhero attached to it in some way, so maybe that's what it was. But basically, this Irish guy trying to trade her over to this mob boss, and then there's more mystery to it. But being that you didn't read it, I don't want to ruin it for you because at the end it kind of.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was a good little you kind of start to figure it out as you read it. Though. It's not
okay.
That hard. Once you're reading, you'll be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like the twist
yeah.
You start to see coming.
The twist you start seeing coming, especially.
But I
like
the build
the,
up towards it. I liked how, yeah. You know.
There's a big clue in the whole thing that he have his name. What his name is and stuff like that. And
okay.
It's used as a song, and it's just like, okay, I get it. You know, I get who it is. But it was good. It was a good story, so. Here you go.
Pass reviews.
Yeah. Deadpool. So he is not dead.
What? He got his head ripped off.
Yeah. Evan reattached it.
Oh.
And it was Evan. It wasn't. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he did the.
Because at the end of Axis, they reverted.
Yeah.
So
and,
I'll get to that in my review
and
of Axis.
Sixes. No, so he's back to being Deadpool, and he went back to his wife, and everything's good, and. The next issue, he sells out the Roxxon because they're running out of things to do with Deadpool, clearly.
That still exists, that company?
Yeah.
Roxxon?
So.
Okay. It was in Peggy Carter.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and you saw what happened there.
Didn't watch it yet. Spoilers.
Okay.
What were you doing?
Yeah.
Picking up my
was
wife.
Flash on yesterday?
Down outside Wheeling because her car died. That's she's waiting for me.
Speaking of the Flash, read the Flash.
Oh, yeah, I read that too.
That was... So the Savage World, or Savage, that's not Savage Land, but Savage World inside the Speed Force, or,
yeah.
That was a little interesting, just because, it, you know, time doesn't exist there, so, you know, there was people from the future, and then people from the past all kind of together.
I still think that one guy is someone else other than who he says he is, or...
Yeah, I would agree with that. But then the stuff back in the present with... Patty.
Yeah.
I think she knows.
She knows something's up.
Yeah, she... It's...
I don't think she knows that it's not the real... Well, it's the real
it
Barry.
It is Barry Allen, but I don't think she knows he's the one that's going around and vibrating people's hearts to death, but I think she knows that something's up. Yeah.
I hate when that happens.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you kind of phase into people and shake their heart.
When I eat bananas, that happens.
You gain that power, or what happens to your heart?
Oh, okay.
Power.
Don't eat bananas.
Too much potassium.
When Josh eats bananas.
letter 44. So, the president basically comes clean on national TV about the aliens, and... you know, explains how Germany was responsible for the nuclear attack in Afghanistan, and we're going to take revenge. So they do. They blow up a base in Germany, and it's kind of like, and it's your move. But the more important thing is the people that were up in the chandelier finally talk to the aliens, and what they find out is, they're not the problem. They're there to protect them from what's coming, because apparently something even worse is on its way.
They're there
to
protect Earth?
Yeah.
But what
so why'd the aliens kill the one guy several issues ago?
They were being aggressive.
But what if the other aliens that they're trying to protect them from are just trying to protect them
from someone else?
This could go on forever.
It could. It was, you know, we swallowed the fly. We don't know why we swallowed the fly.
Whose side are you on, Pat?
I guess we'll die. I don't know.
You know, if you're going to blow something up, I'm kind of on your side. That's, yeah. The president, I like what he's doing.
Well, his name's President Blade.
Yeah, it's your move. Okay.
You'll vote for him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really the only other one I want to talk about.
Okay. Let me get into mine. Axis ended.
Sixes.
There you go. And basically,
never be saying Sixes anymore.
My only concern with it is basically the Red Skull. They found the Red Skull, and Captain America brought the Red Skull, and they inverted the reversion.
They did a double reverse inversion.
They reverted the inversion, or whatever it is. But so everybody's back, except Iron Man had a special thing that prevented him from being affected, but also next to him was Havoc and Sabretooth. So now Sabretooth's kind of a good guy. Havoc is vowing death to all humans, and
so he went from being Bobby Hitler to regular Hitler.
Yeah, and then that's why Iron Man can still be superior Iron Man in his own book.
Okay,
so but yeah, so there's so many questions left unanswered, and the one problem is basically Apocalypse was gonna set off a bomb to kill all non mutants, but it was stopped by Carnage.
Good old Cletus.
Yeah, but so, and he blew up and he's dead, except you see him at the end of the thing. But so it was really weird, and it's
so
just
like,
so what's going to happen now when the government, you know, wants to keep an eye on the mutants because they just took over Manhattan? But it's like, oh yeah, everything's back to normal. So it just, I don't know.
Evan's in hiding, or he isn't dead.
Yeah, we don't know what happened with him.
Deadpool,
you know, everything wasn't answered.
Deadpool
nicely.
Took him and put him in a hideout, or okay. You know, in a house, so he's safe.
But so it ended, not great.
I really thought that, given Red Skull's situation, that this event was going to somehow end with the return of Professor X.
Yeah, well, now the Red Skull was captured by Magneto, who killed him before all this started. And he's using his power for something.
So if they just do the inversion spell on Red Skull, then he'd be Professor X.
You sold this book.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
Okay. it was all over the place.
All my
yeah.
right now.
Please,
yeah,
please do. I have lots. I'm all caught up on Batman Eternal and Future's End, but I honestly, Future's End was good. Batman Eternal, there were a couple of those issues where it really felt like marking time.
Yeah.
But the last one with the Riddler, I thought was good.
Yeah. It was good.
Especially the stuff dealing with Clayface.
I like
that
it's really, you know, on the verge of. Yeah, that stuff was kind of.
Yeah, that was.
And it led to Croc being like her bodyguard, which I don't know where that came from.
Yeah.
They were
dressed up in Egyptian garb.
Yeah.
But I like how it's finally getting to the point where it's, you know, almost right there with Batman.
Yeah, 38 or 28. Yeah. Robin Rise or Batman and Robin and Robin Rises.
Oh, I forgot that those were yeah.
Batman and Robin was good but bizarre. Yeah. You know, like that costume was doing stuff that, you know.
Batman and Robin was from several weeks ago.
We didn't
set?
Do any reviews. The shard.
Nanites or whatever.
Yeah, the shard.
Okay, so that
the shard
it.
Was in
yeah.
his chest.
Okay, because I was like nobody. I thought it was because they were on Apocalypse, and I was just like,
well, that's,
nobody
that's
else
what
is
I thought.
Sick.
About.
Yeah,
it
could have been too. Yeah,
he's in the
well,
suit.
Nobody
he's
else
sick,
was sick,
and the Robins aren't getting sick.
But so just a lot of stuff didn't quite add up. But basically, Robin is back, and he has some sort of powers.
That was kind of weird. Like Batman was very calm about that whole thing about having because we already know. Damien is not exactly the stable kid to begin with. And
he seemed a lot better, though.
He did.
Was very, he even didn't mind Tim Drake, and he seemed a lot nicer.
Well, what was it?
Because
they
resurrected him.
Yeah.
Well, they all gave him back the
Ars,
or can only be one Robin. He was like, yeah,
again.
You're damn right.
I guess they had to give him superpowers. Otherwise, given what happened, there'd be no reason for Batman to let him be Robin.
He tried to throw the Batarang, and he crushes it.
Yeah.
You're just like, what's happening?
So then the only other one, there were some from a couple weeks ago, but I'll let those go. Superior Iron Man was interesting. It was the wrap-up of him and Daredevil.
Has that been good?
It's been okay. At the end of 2, he gave Daredevil his sight back, and it was basically them arguing the whole issue 3.
Was that for like $99 a day or whatever
right,
it was?
And he could keep it, and Daredevil kind of was like, no. But at the very end, he goes off and he sees Foggy for the first time.
Okay.
Before, as it fades, as his power is fading, but he went to see Foggy. So that was kind of cool.
I have to say, you're probably the most honest, like, reviewer ever, because you're just like, it's okay.
it wasn't great, it wasn't horrible, it's been okay, I just don't know where they're going with it, with Jerk Iron Man. How long can this go?
That should be what they called the book.
Jerk Iron Man.
Jerk Iron Man. I would have bought Jerk Iron Man.
So,
jerk.
And maybe I'll put some of these other ones up on the website. So let me go over next week. And
the whole book is in designing glasses that fit on his
nose. Yeah.
Next week.
So next week we have Captain America 3. And just, I always highlight little things I enjoy, like the Ant-Man promo posters coming next week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the week after the book. We got Avengers 30, or Avengers 40, part of Time Runs Out, and 34.2.
Huh?
Which goes along with the 34.1, which was the Hyperion issue. I don't know.
Oh, man, Hyperion, that probably pulled right. The
show. Oh, it did. But, yeah, so, because now we got a point two.
He ordered two, and there's one on one.
Constantine Red Sonja number one, that's the crossover.
Constantine
Red Sonja.
I'm sorry,
Conan. Sorry, Constantine was right underneath it. But the Conan Red Sonja.
How did they convince DC to...
Oh, stop. Fables the Wolf Among Us, which is a new Fables Red book. Sonja. I'm not exactly sure about it, but Fables fans, there's more. Green Lantern Corps, so we're getting ready to wrap that one up. Jupiter's Legacy, believe it or not, is actually shipping.
Wow.
Mortal Kombat X, which is a prequel to Mortal Kombat.
Finish him.
And then I love these. The timing on these couldn't have been better. 2 weeks after Christmas, we're getting the Big Hero 6 pop finals.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. as well as I'm finally getting my Guardians of the Galaxy Gamora. Or Gamora.
Gamora.
And we are getting Howard the Duck is coming next week.
Yay!
Rat Queen Special. I don't know. Which I enjoy only in the sense this is going to be a very hard book to find. Because it had two covers, A and B. They canceled A, and you had to go in and actually change your numbers
and
from being
delete.
Split between A and B to all B.
What book is this?
Rat Queens. So luckily I did, but I'm guaranteeing half the country
did not do that.
So they're only getting half their order. So
come buy a bunch and put them on eBay.
Yeah, I mean, I see. Especially it's the B cover, not the A cover. It's like, ugh. San Hannibal.
You don't want to be the big.
Is wrapping up,
bees.
So I'm interested to see how this one goes. Shield 2, Dave, is next week. Star Wars, number one.
So you have a poster up there?
Now, no, sadly, my Star Wars party was canceled. I found out today that my Star Wars party was canceled.
I already RSVP'd.
I know, I'm sorry.
Does that mean you're not going to have, like,
what I love, the only way I know that it's canceled is when I get this. My orders were canceled for the variants.
What a bunch of jerks.
Yeah.
Why did they do that?
There's a long story behind it.
At least Marvel gave you those little posters.
Oh, that's true. That's true. We're also getting the Unbeatable Squirrel Girl poster next week.
Nice.
Good timing.
Unbeatable.
We got Walking Dead and Wolverines 2. And I'll give you an in-depth review of Wolverines number 1 next week because I don't want to spoil it for you. And we'll talk about Ant-Man and other stuff. So,
Josh's car is winking.
Say it.
That's podcast.
We'll talk to you next week.
That's a good start.
That's podcast.
What the hell is that?
I don't hear your music in there. For the arcade machine.
So Adam's like bobbing his head, dancing away.
You're the one that lost it. You can't blame him.
Because I'm sad. I looked over and he's, oh yeah.
In his defense, he was doing that before you hit record.
It was, but I got started and then I looked, it caught it out of the corner of my eye. I can't look directly at him.
Still does.
So. You shouldn't do that anyway.
Yeah, no, exactly. Okay.
It's nice to see that the magic's still there.
It's just like Groot.
Oh, are you going to cut all this out whenever you do your
I'm going to put it at the end, actually.
And then I should have been like...
Turn around.
Oh, yeah, we're still recording.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Your wife's going to be here before we
I know. Tell
started.
Me about it. Tell me about it. Okay. Cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. My movie court shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society, studio is cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets, demand things when I speak. Like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bob.
it up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this for all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that Tuesday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 616.
Hey yo, Vince, drop the beat out. I wanna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah.
Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm stealing the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch. Eating rappers, man, so thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block.
Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that.